I work in Northern California. I fly cargo and charter for hire. And I had a sighting on April 22nd, 2015. I was actually flying a cargo run that began in Hayward, California. Went to Van Nuys and then back to Hayward. And it's a morning run from 7 a.m. to 5 a.m. And on the way back to Van Nuys, I was about halfway in between my initial approach sticks and the start of my descent, where I was given pilot's discretion from 10,000 to 6,000. As I was descending through 8,500 feet, I could see the tops of the clouds. There was a big layer, white layer, clear VFR night. I could see the stars clearly. Big white glow put off in the clouds. And through 8,500 feet, I was just staring in the distance, and I saw this gray or this greenish object pop up through the layer. And I initially thought, okay, it's a flare, it's a firework. It was 3:30 in the morning. Didn't think a whole lot of it at first, but as soon as it stopped, then it kind of really grabbed my attention. And I noticed that after it stopped, it seemed to be staying the same size, which meant it wasn't increasing its distance towards me, and I wasn't catching up to it. It was pacing. As I'm descending, it's maintaining my same height, and apparently my ground speed. I sat there and watched it for a few seconds in disbelief. And about 30 seconds later, the second one popped up right next to it. At that time, I knew something was out there. I was thinking drone, Google goggles, you know, kids with a lot of money. But when they started dancing up and down, left and right for 15, 20 seconds, I knew something was different there. I shut off all my interior lights, my GPS display, nav lights, strobes, everything, just to make sure it wasn't a reflection. I was sitting in the cockpit. Of course, they were still there. It disappeared after about 15 to 20 seconds of the up and down, left and right movement, and I thought that was it. Didn't contact ATC at that time. I just, you know, proceeded to descend and level off at 6,000. As soon as I leveled off at 6,000, the objects just reappeared instantly, about 50 feet off the nose, 11 o'clock. And to me, they looked like about the size of a Volkswagen bus, but I couldn't really judge the distance that well. Again, I still had all my nav lights off, interior lights dimmed, on the GPS, make sure there's no reflections. And the objects were, they were just there. They were actually emitting a green glow. I could see them at the base of the clouds or the tops of the clouds. And it was not a, it wasn't laser beams or anything like that. It was definitely two orbish-looking lights. A few seconds later, they started doing that dance up and down, left and right, and then vanished. They were there for probably 45 seconds, and in the blink of an eye, we're gone. At that point, I went ahead and decided I'd call ATC and I advised them, hey, the boxer so-and-so checking in here at 6,000. Do you have any targets in the area? And they replied, negative, boxer. You're the only target we're picking up at this time. What's going on? And I just explained to them about 2 minutes prior, I saw two objects at my 11 o'clock that appeared to be about 1,000 yards off my nose. And extended in the color, and they disappeared, and only to reappear a short time later, 50 feet off of us. They advised me that for the last 5 or 6 minutes there had been no other traffic, and just for me to keep them advised of what I wanted to do. Well, literally, as soon as I stopped talking, I panned to the left. This is a normal pilot scan. I'm right at the tops of the clouds, in and out of the IMC condition. And there is an object literally inches floating off my left wingtip. The best way to describe it is almost kind of like a large figured craft, like, you know, red, white, with black stripes down it. Lights were multicolored, yellow, red, green. Initially, I didn't know what I was looking at. Instinctively, when something's that close to your aircraft, the first thing you try to do is to, you know, move away from it. Well, I did. As soon as I tried to move the aircraft, it kind of like, it was like a slave moving as I moved. Just, my first input, it kind of anticipated, and it just moved up nice and gently out of my way, and just sat there. As I moved back down the level, I tried to actually run into it, and it just nonchalantly anticipated my movements and moved slightly out of the way. I panned to the right, and there's another one. There's actually two of them that look exactly the same. And they just paced me. Well, during this pacing, I start getting these streaks of light across the front of the nose from left to right, and then from up and down. They were an orangish twin jet-looking streak. They were not jet-propelled. I couldn't tell what it was. And then there was a blue one, and then there was a yellow one. I don't know if they were the same craft because they were so fast that when my attention was moved from one place to another, the scene changed a little bit. It was just too overwhelming to describe completely. The whole sighting was approximately 9 minutes, and I videotaped 2 minutes and 34 seconds of it, but there's only 31, 35 seconds of actual footage that shows what at least one of the two looked like. As far as myself feeling threatened, I did it first, but towards the end of it, I got the sense that they were just basically toying with me. They followed myself all the way down until I started catching light through the clouds. I was actually on the approach, and during the approach, I was more focused on flying the approach than I was looking at them. But I still was getting flashes across the nose, as soon as I broke out of the clouds, they were gone. Other than that, it was probably the most humbling experience I've ever had as far as being up in an airplane. It opened my eyes to what is out there. These objects move at speeds that we can't, if we possess the technology right now to do this kind of stuff with the size of these crafts, I think our power problems would be solved, so I don't think we have the access to it right now. It's just too incredible. Michael, you got anything to add on it? There's a lot more, man, but I'm in a mall right now. It's just kind of hard to,
Yeah.
I start thinking about it. It was overwhelming, man. It was incredible.
So it completely changed your world view, because you had never seen anything at all before then.
No, before this, man, I hadn't even paid attention to the orb sightings that were on YouTube. Now that I've done a couple months of research, some of the vehicles that I see on YouTube, or a couple of them, are exactly what I saw, identical, without a doubt. And I don't know, man. There's something out there, dude, for sure. I'll get you this. Figure out a way for me to get this video to you. And if you know anybody that has access to, a way to enhance it, it's pretty amazing. I could probably send you a cut version of the very last 31 seconds of it. And did I already do that for you?
No.
Okay, I could probably swing that sometime today. You got high-speed internet, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And I could give you my full address if you have to send it, on a DVD or something, because if it's the only way to do it.
Okay. Can you email that info to me, and when I get done shopping here, I'll run home and I'll upload that 31-second clip. And actually, you know what? The video is actually on YouTube, but it's a private viewing. And what the video is it's an 8-minute video of a place that tried to enhance it, the very first day I got it. But it's kind of crappy. But you can go through and slow things down and see what I saw. If you have a Google account, I'll give you the address. You just send me your email.
Okay.
And I will add you to the list, and you can pop right into it.
Okay. That's good.
Do you have a YouTube account?
Yeah, actually, I do. I do, but I don't have anything posted on there because I don't have any videos to post.
If you have a YouTube account, what I need is, are you Gmail?
Yeah, I have Gmail, yeah.
Okay, yeah, if you got Gmail, then all I need to do is add your Gmail into the YouTube, my account, and it'll be put. I'll do it right this second, too, and you can take a look at it whenever you have time. And the quality sucks because when you upload it, it's cutting down the quality, but at least you can see. And not only see, but you can actually hear the harmonics when the crafts get closer. It, the harmonics of the whole sound just kind of changed. So you have to view this video in a dark room. There cannot be any light. It has to be completely dark. And when it's completely dark and your eyes finally adjust the screen, you can start seeing the object move, you know, the objects come in and out of, in and out of sight, like towards the last, say, 2 minutes and 34 seconds is when things start kind of going a little hectic there. And like I said, it's kind of hard to see if you can't pause it and, you know, go frame by frame by frame by frame. If you can do that, you get a really good idea of what I was looking at.
Wow.
So I'll send that to you right now. Just make sure you send me your Gmail account or your address, and I'll put it up right now.
Okay.